Because like when I get on the treadmill, like, and I sweat, it just drips. And I'm out. Because like the beard just holds it and then holds it, and then all of a sudden it's just like drip. And you're like, that's nasty.
This is the Jenkins Elite Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Jenkins. And each week we bring you Colorado Prep football talk, hot takes, and unlike other media, we're going to give you our opinion. We're not going to hold back. We're going to be biased, and we're going to pick these games. To join in on the conversation, feel free to tweet me, Joe Hansley, or Justin Holland. Now back to the Jenkins Elite Podcast.
This is Season 2, Episode 7 with the Jenkins Elite team.
All right, here we go. I'm jacked up. Huge week. Huge week. Justin's favorite team, one game of the week, so this is going to be electric all the way around. Let's start power rankings. First, no guest. Kind of bummed. The guy we had lined up took a couple of subtweet shots at us, so Maverick pulled the invite. Actually, invite never went out. Maverick just decided no go. Anyways, that's how it goes. Subtweet of the week will come to you next week. Brought to you by Goodyear. Anyways, Class 5A rankings. Not a lot of movement, so I think we're going to get through these quick. Cherry Creek won for me, again, last week won. Valor, 2-2. Columbine, 3, last week 3. Here's where there was some change. I went Eagle Crest at 4, last week they were at 5. I just thought that the Grandview win was more impressive than Cherokee Trail's Arapaho win. So I bumped Eagle Crest up to 4, put Cherokee Trail at 5. Again, like, kind of nitpicky, but I couldn't in good faith do the exact same rankings. So I switched something, and I had a little bit of research to back it up, being the Grandview win. I thought that was impressive for Eagle Crest. Anyways, next 5, Thunder Ridge, obviously at 6. Last week they were at 7. Grandview at 7 because of the loss. Fairview at 8. Ralston Valley 9, Pomona 10. I had Pomona not ranked last week. That was a big mistake. Pomona deserves to be ranked.
They were a really good team, man.
They are a good squad.
Good squad. They're going to be a lot of those guys.
They deserve to be ranked.
Above them, yeah.
Be a lot to me, I thought you'd be more forgiving on Pomona because of your stance on Palmer Ridge. Like, Palmer Ridge's talent.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're very much been tooting that Palmer Ridge horn all year.
Yeah.
Pomona's talented, and they lost to 1-2. And a consensus 1-2. It doesn't matter if you look at our rankings or anybody else's rankings.
Coaches. Yeah.
It's the consensus 1-2 is Cherry Creek and Valor, or Valor Cherry Creek, depending on who you go to.
Yeah, big difference is just that I train Ty Evans, don't train the Pomona kids, so Pomona's a 10, Palmer Ridge a 1.
I love it.
And I don't care one bit about it.
Sue me.
So, Justin,
tweet me.
Give it to me. So, let's breeze through because Cherry Creek, Valor, Columbine, all set. Talk to me, Eagle Crest, Grandview.
Here's the thing.
4-5.
Mine didn't change at all.
Yeah.
Okay, because everybody.
Because
everybody
of how good
won.
Of a game that was?
Yeah, everybody won, but honestly, Grandview, Eagle Crest, that was a coin flip game. Grandview loses at the end of the game on what amounts to basically a Hail Mary, right? Yeah. Grandview just blew a coverage and let a guy get deep. Guy makes an incredible throw to the back of the end zone. Touchdown. They win by 1 point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those teams are where they belong. I wasn't going to move anybody in front of them. Smoky Hill won 41-0, but over a bad Boulder team, so I wasn't going to move them up. Ralston Valley won. Pomona won. Trail run. Fairview won.
There's obviously one issue.
Huh. What is it?
I mean, you pointed out. I don't need to show it to you, which is the fact that Thunder Ridge isn't in your ranking.
Okay.
Oh, you left him out completely. I left him out completely.
Well, here's the problem. Like, moving forward, right?
In front of my friends, my peers, my colleagues?
Here's the thing.
You embarrass me like this?
You know, they're losing this week, I think, to Highlands Ranch.
Oh.
So.
Golly.
Oh. Yeah. I woke up this morning, I saw that those two were playing, and I'm just thinking in my head, like, I got to pick the losing team here off principle.
No, I actually think that Highland Ranch is going to win.
But you got Fairview at 10.
Really? You generally
do? You have Fairview at 10. We'll get to that later, but you got Fairview at 10. Talk to me.
Fairview just threw for 700 yards and 9 touchdowns. They have one of state's best quarterbacks.
Legacy.
They did it against Legacy.
Don't want to get into taking shots, but let's just say that there's not a ton of. I'm just not going
to
say anything.
Just
how do you
at the
let
eye
that
test,
happen to you, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. I'm running on the field after that kid throws 8 touchdowns. And I'm making sure this game ends.
Yeah, looking at
the head coach. I'm taking him for the team. I'm going to get fired, but I get
Thunder Ridge guy, so I get
Watched Fairview.
But, boy.
I was at a live game for Fairview. I was at a live game for Thunder Ridge. Like, I just think Fairview's more impressive. But they're still number 10. Right, they're still behind Trail, Pomona, Ralston, Smoky. I mean, like you're talking about like the 10th ranked team in the state.
Honestly, the only argument number 1 and 1A because I
the
love
only
you.
Argument that you have is Smoky Hill, right? Like Smoky Hill.
I got no issues like, with your top 10.
Is the only
I got no
one,
issues with your top 10 because the Fairview Thunder Ridge game was a like, close game anyways. The only thing that I think is should Smoky Hill be 11 and Thunder Ridge 10, Fairview 9? Yeah, but
probably. But that's fine. Now we're pulling that train. By the way, who is the Master Press Player of the Week this week? Brand new Smoky Hill quarterback, Leslie Richardson.
He had 3 touchdowns.
I don't care. He's the Max Press Player of the Week and his very first varsity start of all time.
Like, I thought he was
that's
like
a pretty good. That's pretty good welcoming to varsity football.
Cherokee Trail.
He was at Trail as a freshman.
So either way, he could be on.
No, he's been there all year.
Yeah, he's been there all year, but he transferred. He sat out his 5 games.
Either
he's
way, he could be undefeated.
Right.
Yeah.
Cherokee Trail is undefeated. Smoky Hill.
Oh, yeah. Exciting stuff.
Joe, what do you think? You got Creek, Valor, Columbine.
Yeah, stays the same. My four stayed the same at Eagle Crest. That's a good
team,
man.
I like what you're doing
here. Player run team. Five, Pomona's up there, and here's why. Because they would beat anyone underneath them.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Realistically, they're going to beat Cherokee Trail. Grandview, they're going to beat them. Smoky Hill. I think it'd be a good game. Smoky Hill's a good squad. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, I got Pomona at my 5, and they moved up from 6 last week because Grandview had lost, and I don't think Cherokee Trail's a better team. If Grandview had been 6-0, they'd be my 5. Pomona would probably still be 6.
Gotcha.
Because I think Grandview matches up better with Pomona than Cherokee Trail. I think Pomona beats every team underneath them.
You guys, these rankings have me excited because I've also been looking forward in the schedule, and there's some really good matchups coming down the pipe that will be able to sort this out easily. With
like
the
with
one
Thunder
exception,
Ridge loses to Valor and to Final Chance.
But with the one exception of Smoky Hill, we will know nothing about them at the end of the season.
They're
they got a great game coming this week against 5-1 Denver East.
Yeah, apparently it got voted game of the week. So we're going to audit how we do that. Anyway. All right, Class 4A. I've got Loveland at 1. Again, like last week 1. Pine Creek 2, last week 2. Bye week. Heritage 3. Montrose 4, who I'm not going to lie, I need to give a huge apology to Montrose. I thought that they were going to go to Fruit of Monument and get rolled. Yeah. And boy, they did not. I gave such a compelling argument that Justin switched his pick from Montrose to Fruit of Monument. So,
and then I got 500.
So my 4A literally
nice job not moving, by the way.
Did not change. And then I have Longmont at 6. I got Pondo at 7. Greeley West at 8. Brighton at 9. And Skyline at 10. I gotta be honest. The back 5, with the exception of Ponderosa and Longmont, I think Pondo and Longmont are tough in the playoffs. And I have a misprint there. Pondo is not 4-1. Pondo's 3-2.
Right.
But I think Pondo and Longmont are some teams that you might not want to see in the playoffs.
Right. But that back half, Greeley West, Brighton.
It's just tough. Yeah. It's tough.
Did you put Skyline below Brighton?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Why?
Are you talking about because they won a head-to-head matchup? We've clearly made the point that that doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're on fair me, but you though. Don't ask fair Justin point. About Fairview Thunder Ridge. Now I know where you're at.
Because you already
rip
asked
a,
that
rip a guy one time in the morning meeting, and next thing you know, you're getting questioned left and right on the podcast. Unbelievable, right, like Kylie? Thanks for the support, Kylie.
It's just a bad pick, but sorry.
Justin.
So you still have no faith in Broomfield and Llama, huh?
No, I put Broomfield at 5, friend.
Well, yeah, but I've had them at 3 this whole time.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had Longmont at 4 this whole time, and they just keep winning big in terms of everybody knows Loveland 1s, everybody
Loveland,
knows Pine
Creek's
2. I have Broomfield 3, Longmont 4,
Montrose
5.
Now, they
that,
snuck in
that
your
was,
top 5, and I love every second of it.
They come up from 7 up into the top 5. There was a lot of movement in the 4A classification. Not only, there's a lot of bye weeks.
Yeah, right? A lot of bye weeks.
You know, so it was definitely tough to kind of maneuver. I didn't want to punish you for having a bye, but at the same time,
you wanted like, a reward to win.
There was some good teams. There were some big wins, right? So Heritage is up from my number 9 to there all the way up to number 6. Greeley West is up from 10 all the way up to number 7. They got moved kind of in front of Ponderosa. Ponderosa slips. But still think I agree with you. Ponderosa is getting better. And they're gonna be somebody's problem in the
playoffs. I like how they've played tough teams.
You know, they know exactly. What it looks like. Yeah, exactly.
9 you got Skyline.
9 I have 10 Skyline.
10 Air Academy.
10 I have Air Academy, who? Which is new to the rankings.
Who? Air Academy. I think Colorado played, Springs School.
Yeah. I think I played lax against them in high school, maybe.
Probably did. But honestly, that back end of 4A is pretty weak.
Yeah.
So it could be anybody at this point.
Drop I just think I don't. Here would be my argument is I'm not sure if it's weak or if the top is just so good this year.
Yeah, well, the top is very good.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think where that second like, class where like, Broomfield, Longmont, and Montrose
reside. You've got Broomfield ranked 3, and think, they lost by, what, 50?
Yeah, 55.
Like, that's where it's like, you got 2 elite programs.
Yeah.
And then the rest kind of sort themselves out. Oh, or that's what it appears to be. But we also thought that about Chatfield last year, and I talked smack to the Pine Creek parents all day long about Chatfield's going to come beat you. And guess what? Chatfield lost in the second round.
But Chatfield had one of those seasons last year where everything went right.
And then I had a red nose on my nose. And they beat Columbine. I had a big old clown nose until Pine Creek lost the state title. And then I had no more clown nose. Yeah. They had the nose all off season. Anyways.
I don't think they cared that much. But
oh, they were salty.
They were salty.
They definitely were.
Losing state.
All right, Joe, you got Loveland, Pine Creek, start me at Broomfield.
Yeah, so my top 4 stayed the same. Broomfield's a good team, man. Yeah. They put up points in a hurry. I know they have a loss, but they beat one of the teams I have underneath them. I truly do think they're a number 3 team in that 4A rank. Here's where I think it gets a little more difficult. Longmont could very well be up 4 or 5. They're a good football team as well. I like Montrose, like Heritage, because they're undefeated. I don't know. Just being honest, I don't know as much about these teams as much as I do like a Pomona up in 5A. Yeah. So I know that Pomona team would beat some of those other guys, and that's why they cracked my top 5. But Montrose Heritage this week will determine exactly who, in my opinion, who's that 4th best team in the state. And then whoever loses there, Longmont, if they can win, they'll probably move up for me. And then again, I like Ponderosa because they have some battle-tested games. They've played some legit teams. So
Longmont, Pondo, Pueblo West, Rampart, Skyline.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Montrose Heritage, huge game this
That's
week,
a big game.
Yeah, I thought that might have been the game of the week. Huh. To be honest.
I thought that there were some games of the week.
There were.
And then I thought...
Twitter thought differently.
Listen, if we're going to be honest, though, like the polls have picked good games.
Yeah.
Last week's game of the week, 36-35. Yeah. Week before that was Pomona Cherry Creek, which I didn't think was going to be very good. Or a couple weeks before that. Anyways, Class 3A rankings. Palmer Ridge at 1, again, bye week. But I have about 1. Erie at 2. Could you make the argument for Erie at 1? Of course you could. I put them at 2. Harrison at 3. Discovery Canyon 4. Holy Family 5. Holy Family stays at 5 for me because they beat Skyline. Here's what's most impressive about this Holy Family win. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Starting quarterback breaks his collarbone. That was the information I had.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked against him. For everyone else pretending to be an insider by listening to our podcast, that was the info I had. Anyways, so we do that. We do that. But then Kyle Helbig comes in, switches from wide receiver to quarterback. 6 total touchdowns. 2 in the air, 4 on the ground. Are you freaking kidding me?
It's exciting.
I mean, your offense might be better with that kid because you had quarterback run. 4 on the ground.
4 on the ground?
2 in the air.
So he's a great athlete, just running around.
Just a great athlete.
That's what happens. In high school, you can let your best player touch the ball every play, and you're going to get good
chance.
Just
take him. Hey, guess what? We don't have anyone who can throw it to you anymore. Just watch you come play quarterback.
Just come grab it. Run around.
I got TJ at 6, 5-0. Palisade at 7. Durango at 8. George Washington at 9. My sleeper pick to win a playoff game. Pueblo East at 10. They stayed at 10. So what changed for you, Jay? You got Erie.
So Erie's number one. Shout out to Noah Roper, who passed 5,000 yards for his career.
That's cool.
Right. Like, that's big time
that's
on the ground.
That's super sick. Good for him.
Palmer Ridge, number two. Bye week, but obviously that's where the talent resides in this class. Harrison, number three. Again, nothing flashy about this team, but, you know, they just keep on winning, right? And yeah. Orlando looks like he's getting some help with the Shedrick kid that started this last week with three TDs on the ground and another receiving. So it looks like he's getting some help. Thomas Jefferson put a beat down on Thompson Valley this week. Thompson Valley's not good. But they scored 60 points.
It was 4-0 on 4. But
yeah. But they scored 60 points. They're 5-0, right? I think it's a little bit to start time that we start taking Thomas Jefferson a little bit more seriously. I know Joe and I have had him in the rankings for a while now.
They barely made it for me.
But I think they're starting to become a little bit more legit in terms of, again, I think that there's a top level to this class and then there's kind of everybody else. Discovery Canyon stays at number five for me as well, right? So no real movement in the top five. Palisade stays at six. Durango stays at seven. Holy Family stays at eight. Fort Morgan stays at nine. Everybody basically won or had a bye.
Yeah.
So no reason to move.
Joe, what are you thinking?
Likewise. My top five stayed the same. Still got Erie ahead of Palmer Ridge. I think Palmer Ridge is still the most talented 3A team, but I just can't put them up there right now. Don't like them at one. And I got Discovery Canyon at three. I think Thomas Jefferson's like Colorado's best kept secret. Like the fact they're 5-0, there's not that much buzz about them. To me, that means they're doing things right. I think Thomas Jefferson always has the ability to win some games off of some of the kids they might be pulling, but to not beat themselves and be 5-0, I think is impressive. So we'll keep them up there, and then Harrison would move up if they start handing it to Orlando downhill. Other than that, I got Durango at six, Palisade, good team at seven. You know, that one loss, they could easily be up there in that top five too. Holy Family, Fort Morgan, then Pueblo East on the back end.
And Palisade's one loss is to Montrose, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Who we've decided.
They could easily be in that top five, yeah.
All right. Eagle Crest Grandview. 36-35, recap of the game of the week. That's a really impressive win for Eagle Crest.
Huge. Now, I thought it was going to be a beatdown.
I
thought Eagle Crest was going to smack Grandview.
They go for two, and they win it
at the end. I love that.
So the kid makes a one-handed catch. Did you see it on Twitter? I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Kid runs a go, one-handed catch, brings it in, touchdown, go for two, just a straight dive. Columbine style dive.
Yeah.
Get enough push.
Our front five is better than your
36-35.
Let's roll.
That's the first time that's
you
worked.
You got to have some.
Like, because we saw Pomona go for two against Cherry Creek to try to win it in overtime. And they didn't get it. That was the exact same thing that Far Northeast tried to do to Smoky Hill. Didn't get it. Right? So,
No. Smoky Hill got it.
Did Smoky Hill get it? No, I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Like, so it's just kind of like, I have it in a text. One of the coaches sent me a text. Like, we could fact check it, but I don't care that much.
Yeah. So. But there's been so many times that people have scored and gone for two.
Yes. And really, awesome. Like, you don't see it converting that often, but here it did, and good for them.
2010.
Like, I like the aggressiveness. I love the play.
2010, Highlands Ranch, Bear Creek in the playoffs. Highlands Ranch goes for two, not so lucky.
Not so lucky.
To win the game, really? Horrible play call. Come on, Daryl.
Didn't give it to Joe?
No.
Yeah, that's a bad play call right there.
It was a little 2x2 concept.
Yeah.
5 yard out, 6 yard in. Little tight concept to the outside here. Questionable as far as who came up with that concept, but it's what we chose. It wasn't open.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that concept.
It doesn't exist.
Outside
of high school football. It was a Hounds Ranch special.
All right, let's pick some games.
Let's pick some
game of the week. What was the percentage breakdown? Do we have it?
It's pretty large.
I can pull it up. I'll pull it up right now. But game of the week was won by Smoky Hill Denver East with 50% of the vote. 82 votes total. So the people have spoken, and they're going to get what they want, which is Smoky Hill Denver East, 6-0, 5-1. Smoky Hill comes in at 6-0 after they got all of their players back, and they beat Boulder 41-0. Denver East. Coming off a big win, 13-7 over Westminster. Okay? This one, Friday, 7 o'clock, All City Stadium. Joe, who you got, and what's the score? Up! Before we jump into it, what are the current standings, Kylie?
The current standings, so you're in the lead for overall 30 and 16, so you went 3-3 last week. Then for Joe is 27 and 19, and you won last week with 4-1. And then Justin,
how could he be 4-1? We picked 6 games. That's my issue with this. That's my issue with what's been going on in the spreadsheet is I'm not buying what
I'm sorry.
We need to have the spreadsheet.
Killing us.
5-1.
5-1. My bad.
Okay. What about Justin?
26 and 20.
Just a couple weeks of
Ouch.
500 ball.
Ouch.
Couple of weeks
top
of 500
payout
ball.
Or what?
Ouch, ouch, ouch. All right, Joe, what are you thinking?
This is tough for me. Now, I know Smoky Hill has won. I know Denver East is a good team. Both teams are going to have some talent.
Yeah.
I'm honestly scared to go against Smoky Hill with how they've been playing. I think it's unbelievable the amount of points that they've held teams to.
Yeah.
I like Smoky Hill here. Let's go 35-27.
Nice. Love that.
35-27 Smoky
Love
Hill.
Love that one. Justin?
High scoring affair. I don't disagree with who you have winning, that's for sure. I disagree that this is going to be a good football game. Common opponents, right? They both played Prairie View. Okay? One smacked Prairie View the way that Prairie View usually loses games by 40.
Yeah.
And one played them relatively tight, right? So if you struggle
a lot of variables
to come away with a win against Prairie View, right? Like, you know, I just don't see that happening. Right? Smoky Hill is getting better. There's guys on that they now that Denver East will only have one game of film of this new Smoky Hill.
Could that
right?
be a bad thing though? Could these kids come in, kind of, and play it a lot? What if this?
Well, here's
what if
the thing:
start
is, I think that they've added another dynamic to their team because, like we've said in other ways, where, hey, Pomona, right? Pomona made a change at quarterback, took their quarterback that was a great athlete, moved him out to wide receiver. That offense has become more dynamic. Smoky Hill, one of their better athletes, has been forced to play quarterback because they're waiting on their starting quarterback to come. Now he's out on the edge. Now he can play other positions, right?
Like that.
So they come in. You're adding a passing element to a team that's been dominating teams on the ground, right? And then playing dominating defense. Smoky Hill, or Denver East, if you look at everything they're doing, they don't have a receiver that's caught more than 4 balls that isn't averaging over 15, 16 yards a reception. All they do is throw it down the field.
Chuck it deep.
They're chucking it deep.
Yeah.
They're going to throw a couple of picks in this game. Smoky Hill's defense is going to overtake them. I think that this has one of those 42-10 type of performances.
Smoky Hill 42-10. Wow. I'm going to make it short, sweet. I got Smoky Hill 35-21 only because I'm not willing to lose a game over this. So either way, we're all going 0-1 or we're all going 1-0.
Nice. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Let's keep moving. Now to my game of the week. Not really. That's one more away. But 5A, Grandview 5-1 at Cherokee Trail 6-0. Coach Schultz and the Wolves are coming off a heartbreaking loss to Eagle Crest, Cherokee Trail. What was the score on Arapahoe? It was a beatdown. So Cherokee Trail rolling in after letting Arapahoe know.
It was 34-10.
34-10 beatdown of Arapahoe. This one,
we knew that was coming.
Friday, 7 o'clock, Legacy Stadium. I will start us.
Ooh,
good news.
Okay, we'll change it up. I think these are two good football teams, and I predict that both will win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think Grandview's going to be coming in here pissed off about the loss. And I think they're going to leave a little more pissed because I got Cherokee Trail.
Wow.
I got Cherokee Trail, and it's going to be 35-34 because Grandview will be going for two this time. They'll get stopped. Here's the truth. I'm picking Cherokee Trail because I love Joe Johnson. I love John Gonzalez. The truth of the matter is Cherokee Trail is going to win a close game, or Grandview's going to win by 60.
Okay, fair.
There's no in-between.
Fair.
Yeah.
But I think Cherokee Trail wins a close game. I think they come together. I think that... here's something else that I want to make the note of on why I believe this is a great pick.
Okay.
Jacek How many wins in a row do they have against Grandview? Because I think it's like 3 or 4.
So who's Jacek? Who is that?
The guys Justin that moved Jacek. Over from yeah. Eagle Crest. The dad and the son move over from Eagle Crest. They come to CT and they've been beating
Grandview.
They got
their number, huh?
No, but I think they just throw it in the flat like everyone should. So I think that's where I think Cherokee Trail has the edge. Is you've got some guys who have done nothing but beat Grandview. Again, the kids don't have that yet, though. So that's where I could still see it, where Grandview blows them out. But I give the edge to CT. Joe, who you got?
I agree with you. I think CT, what they've done this year is pretty impressive, what Coach Johnson's done there this year. Because I played them last year. They weren't good last year.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think they really reloaded on dudes. I think they had some good coaching, and they got a program together. With that being said, mentioned it last week, Joe Johnson, you've never beat me in anything. I got Grandview here, and it's going to happen again. I like Grandview 35-17.
35-17.
Yeah, 35-17. We don't have to pick a score because this isn't the game of the week.
I like what you're doing, though.
But, okay.
You're getting better at picking scores.
Here's what we're going to go through. Rock Canyon, 26-9. Rock Canyon sucks. Mountain Vista, 38-21. Mountain Vista's won one game over possibly the worst team in Colorado.
Who?
Horizon, 28-14.
Who's the worst team?
Legacy.
Got it.
Pooter, 35-0. Lakewood, 49-28. And then Arapaho, 34-10. This is who CT has beat. Legitimately 6 straight bye weeks. Okay? They have not played a tough opponent. They have not been tested whatsoever.
Lakewood's tough.
Grandview. And to say that this team's going to win a playoff game is embarrassingly bad.
Wait,
right?
Hold
this
on.
Team will
I'm
not win a
Cherokee
playoff
Trail?
Game.
Yeah. They're going to play someone like Smokey.
And Smokey's going to kick their ass. Let's be honest.
They you do have Cherokee Trail 9. Yeah, you don't like them.
Like, no.
6-0. Don't like them.
6-0, and they've played a 2A schedule. Right?
I just can't, like, you
argue might as well throw Bear Creek on the schedule.
When you argue strength of schedule, I want to climb on top of our building and nosedive just enough to get amnesia from when you talk. You have Smoky Hill at 6.
But
you
they dominated
those games.
You can't argue
strength of schedule.
I like that.
But to act as if Lakewood, okay, but let's be honest.
These are not dominating performances.
But to act as if Lakewood is anywhere near, Lakewood would be undefeated in Smoky schedule.
Huh?
Let's be true there.
Yeah, they probably would.
So would Mountain Vista.
No, they wouldn't.
38-21.
I bet you Legacy would have a winning record if they played Smoky Hill schedule. And Legacy might be the worst team in the state.
Probably. Wait. Hey.
We talk about the state because there's 30 teams, and then there's the other 10 that we've grouped off in a special regime so the kids can feel better.
Difference is coaching.
It's Bernie's America. That's what we've created in those 10 teams.
Division of 10.
Grandview knows exactly who they are. They are not a program on the rise. They've been there. They've done that. They know exactly who they are. They're not changing anything for this week.
Neutral turf, right?
The other part is Grandview no longer looks at this like this isn't a rivalry game for Grandview. Grandview hasn't looked at CT as a rivalry game
in a long time
because CT's been terrible, right? CT thinks that this is their Super Bowl because this is the team. These are the kids that they grew up playing against their whole lives and losing to. They know they're about to lose. They're going to come out. They're going to give it that first quarter punch that every underdog has, and then they're going to get rolled.
I think. Okay. Oh. While I've got you, though, would you be willing to put $20 that CT doesn't win a playoff game?
Yeah.
Okay. On air. Capture it.
Like that.
Make sure I have this clip cut up and ready to go on the round one.
Because here's the thing. They're losing 3 of their next 4 games. They're going to beat Overland.
I think they'll be
and then they're losing all.
I think they'll. I,
they're
I,
losing their
like,
3
I,
of
their
next 4.
Who are they playing back for? Who are they playing? Overland?
Cherry Creek.
Oh.
Overland, Grandview, and Eagle Crest.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they finish 7-3.
Yeah, like they're losing 3 of 4.
Yeah.
But you still gotta just look at who they're gonna be matched up against.
It ain't anybody.
Once you become 7-3, it's not like they're gonna be playing the bottom of the teams that get in.
Listen, here's the bottom line.
They're gonna be playing the middle.
They're gonna be playing the middle. It's gonna be like CT Thunder Ridge, and I can't wait for you to have to pick a side.
They're gonna play Thunder Ridge. And only because I promised Doug I'm always gonna pick against him. I'm going to have to go CT in that game, but I'm going to be rooting for my $20.
That one, Friday, 7 o'clock, Legacy Stadium.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be a decent game to check out.
Okay, they're going to eat the brakes off them, but whatever.
Thunder Ridge 5-1. takes on Highlands Ranch 2-4. It's alma mater week, by the way. That's... The theme is alma mater week. I mean, we're even picking 1-4 Bear Creek. That's how you know it's alma mater week.
It's exciting.
Okay? The Grizzlies.
Why?
That's what they're coming off a 49-10 win against Mountain Vista, as we all knew would happen.
1-4.
The Falcons are coming off a huge one, though. They beat Rock Canyon 54-7. It's a great win for Highlands Ranch. Team's loaded with talent, but they only have two wins. So, Friday, 7 o'clock, Shea Stadium. Thunder Ridge at
Highlands Ranch. What was that Rock Canyon score again?
54-7.
You know, that's weird because CT only beat them 26-9.
Yeah, but it was early on. They were healthy. Rock Canyon's got beat up with injuries. Littered with injuries. Well,
CT's Friday, not a quarterback.
7 o'clock at Shea Stadium. Yeah, Matt, I know this stuff. But I'm just picking CT.
I mean, I like him. I just wanted to let you know.
I like Joe Johnson. I like John Gonzalez. And I think that Jason has those guys thinking, you know what? Maybe we can.
Maybe they do a little curl flat action. Who knows?
Listen, we all, like, we were just talking about how much coaching matters in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I think coaching matters a lot. And I think
100%.
The young Jason is a pretty darn good offensive mind against Grandview. And I think Grandview will not stop with Double A.
I just don't matter think he's what got, happens. He doesn't have the horses.
He
yet.
Might not have the horses.
Eagle Crest has the horses, man, and CT just doesn't right now.
Matty Bartles is a playmaker.
Okay.
All right, they need to hand him the ball 30 times this game and let him go get he's done.
Playing more defense than he
but
is.
We've got, yeah, that's but what I'm saying. We've got Thunder Ridge and we've got Highlands Ranch. Justin, I'll let you pick because you're the only one I'm not sure I know where you're going except for your promise with Doug.
I promised Doug. And honestly, I actually think Thunder Ridge is going to get their ass kicked this week. Here's the thing. Highlands Ranch.
Lay it on thick.
Highlands Ranch has one of the toughest schedules out there. Like, they really did. Right? Let's take a look. Because strength of schedule. Right?
We know you don't care.
I love it.
Yeah, I think you love strength of schedule.
Love strength schedule.
But bang the table for Smoky Hill.
Hey, listen. We've already established the reason why I love Smoky Hill. Right, it has nothing to do with legitimacy or reality. Right, dude, Tom Thanell's my boy. Right, coached me, made me the player I was, made me the coach I am. So I know what's going on at those practices, and I know a lot of those kids. I'm rooting for them. I want to see those games. I want to see this team make the playoffs.
I'm excited for Smoky Hill to go undefeated.
State title until 3 years from now. Okay, that's what's happening.
Yeah, Smoky Hill's not going to win the state title 3 years from now because there's one thing you know about Tom Thanell. He's already got his next job lined up. Right? He's taking Valor over when Ed McCaffrey resigns. Let's be honest with where he is.
All right. So they played
Highland Ranch. Now I would start believing in Tom Thanell.
Highland Ranch played Eagle Crest to a 49-35 game. Right? They had Grandview beat. Right? They stopped running the football in the second half. But it was 28-21 game. Very close game. So two top teams. An overtime win over Regis, and then
it was a great team.
Then they lost to Columbine, right? And then they lost to Pomona.
Overtime win against who?
Regis.
Yeah.
So they've lost to Eagle Crest, Grandview, Pomona, and Columbine.
So let's be honest about
honestly our top five teams. Like four of our top five teams.
Highlands Ranch. They've lost to four teams that are better than them.
Yes.
And they beat two really bad teams. So we don't really
This will be a good week. It'll be a good
this
week.
Will be a great week to know where they're at.
This will be a great week to know because Thunder Ridge, while they're not
they're
an upper echelon team, they are a good football team.
Yeah, they're a quality. And they're the best team in the state.
This is a rivalry game.
I think it's surprising.
And I think both teams believe that this is a rivalry game. Unlike Grandview CT, this will be a great game. This will be a sold-out game. You know, there's going to be a lot of hoopla going around this game.
Mark Robinson is gone.
Yeah.
And Joe Johnson is gone. The two guys that started the real bad blood.
Yeah.
There's bad blood, which is even better. That's even better because the Mountain Vista Thunder Ridge one is like, you know, it's like picking up your little brother.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's
the
what
little
Thunder
brother
is.
Out of the three.
That's how
three.
We look out.
You
yeah.
got Highlands Ranch and then those two little brothers down there.
Well, no, there's really Highlands Ranch Thunder Ridge. Mountain Vista has kind of been the little brother for a while.
What's Rock Canyon?
Oh, yeah.
The redhead stepchild?
Rock Canyon just wasn't around.
Rock Canyon is irrelevant.
Yeah. Rock Canyon was like 2A
yeah.
when I was there.
Irrelevant.
But, yeah.
And they haven't missed last
And
year.
Now this is the big one.
No, we get it.
Because Highlands Ranch cheats, they put the helmet in the headsets, they do all that stuff. And they
ain't cheating, ain't trying. You know, man. We didn't know the rules. They didn't know the rules.
There's drug dealers over there, cars got moved, there was a whole thing.
That's right, a bunch of goons over there. Underage is going to be shaking in their pants, baby.
At the end of the day, I think Highlands Ranch is bigger. Highlands Ranch. They're more physical, and they're gonna take it to Thunder Ridge at the line of scrimmage.
To help Doug?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope he plays the clip in the locker room. You heard it here first. Thunder Ridge is getting their asses kicked.
So, Joe, who do you have?
I'm obviously not going to take Thunder Ridge here. I'd be a total sellout if I was. I got Highlands Ranch for a couple reasons. Drake Nugent and that Salsa kid, dude, they bully people.
They're good players.
Like, they straight up bully people. And I think Thunder Ridge has some dudes who are pretty soft up front. They're going to get folded by those two guys. Play the tape, Doug. Play the tape. No, I do. I do like Highlands Ranch here, though, obviously off principle, but I think they'll handle them up front. It'll be a close game, but the thing with rivalry games, especially one like this, like it can go either way.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I got Thunder Ridge.
I know.
So I got the Grizzlies, but here's why I'm betting on the Grizzlies. I would bet. So, Milton Vista had a pretty good team with a kid named Judd Erickson. And I don't know if they were a good team, but they were a good offense. Okay? And my good friend, Doug Neeson, said, guess what, TJ Rubley? I'll drop 9. And I'll bet that you won't run. And guess what TJ Rubley did?
Threw every down.
Threw every single down.
Yeah.
And now, instead of having Judd Erickson, he has his own son. And I could tell you right now, if Mac was starting varsity for Thunder Ridge and my boy is only 2, we'd throw it every down if I was the coach. And he's only 2. Jake Rube is a good player.
Yeah.
So with his dad, they're throwing it every down. Thunder Ridge drops 9. And I bet you this game only gets close in garbage time. Garbage time.
What do you mean garbage
time? Jake Rubley throws all over the JVs. He ends the game with his 4 or 5 touchdowns that he needs. But Thunder Ridge walks away with a win. And it's 56-35, 28 of it coming in the fourth quarter. Write it all down, Kylie, because it's all coming true. Grizzlies in a big way.
If that Spencer kid, if he goes over like 150, 175,
I think Thunder Ridge will beat him,
but I don't think he'll.
If we're being super honest from the Homer standpoint, like we're removing Homerism, Thunder Ridge does have the potential recipe of a D coordinator who's done it against Rubley before. And then a running game to where if you could limit Highlands Ranch's touches.
Right.
Because I do think if Highlands Ranch went in there and ran it every single down this 1 week, I think they have an advantage. Because I think those two guys up front are so good. And I think Thunder Ridge will be in off coverage.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Don't screw it up, Highlands Ranch. Run the ball or something. According to Tim, you got to run the ball.
I'm pulling for Thunder Ridge.
Get done, man.
Big, big win.
Fun fact, I've never lost Thunder Ridge.
Another great game. Montrose Heritage. Both 5-0. Battle of the unbeaten. The Indians are still churning through competition. And they beat a good Fruita team. Great intro, Mav.
Like butter, churning it.
Junior quarterback Connor Comiskey. And senior athlete, who?
I mean.
So here's the intro. I'm gonna read it so everybody understands.
I think the kid's name is senior athlete.
Junior QB Connor Comiskey and senior athlete are the 1-2 punch that is becoming so effective for the Eagles this year. Shout out to senior athlete, hell of a player for the Eagles. Anyways, 5-0, 5-0. This one
leaves it open. I like that.
This one
leaves it open
untrue,
to whoever decides to step up.
This one untrue. Friday 6 p.m. at Montrose. That's not true. It's at Heritage. So
it is at Heritage.
It's at Heritage.
Oh,
these are
Montrose ways is out there. Yeah, that's important.
Justin, start us up.
I'm just tired of picking against Montrose and losing.
Montrose.
Yeah.
Love it.
Here's the thing. I like, you know, their last 3 wins. Great win against Durango. Great win against Palisade. Great win against Fruita.
Yeah.
Right? So those are games that we thought were, you know, coin flips to begin with, and they just keep coming on the right side of these things. So at the end of the day, that's which way I'm going. Heritage, you know, we thought that their kind of one good win was against Arapaho. Arapaho's now losing to everybody they play. So
I'll go up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to. My computer's losing its mind right now. So
good win against Arapaho. That's what Heritage.
But they got Thornton, they got Liberty, they got Centaurus. It's kind of like who and who. I know, but it's it's kind of like, are those teams any good?
Yeah, that Arapahoe wins a little close.
So first at the end, like, I'm picking Montrose, and we'll see what happens. I do think that this will probably be a close game.
Yeah.
But Montrose has been finding ways to win those close games.
Joe, what are you thinking?
It always scares me to pick a team that has to travel a good distance. Because we've all done it in high school. It's not fun.
No.
Like sleeping on a bus, it's not fun. Got burned last time I picked that North team. I know Montrose is North, but I get scared picking anybody that's not in that little hub of Denver. You know? It's where all the good teams are at, man. I'll go Montrose. I like Montrose just because I don't really like Heritage, to be honest. I think they're kind of like a suspect culture type team. Not a great program over there, so... Yeah. I'll take Montrose.
I got Heritage.
Awesome.
I got Heritage. I think the only deciding factor for me was who's home.
Yeah.
Because I do think the travel is tougher. Montrose is more used to it. If Heritage was going to Montrose, I was going to pick Montrose big. Because Heritage isn't used to traveling. Montrose is used to traveling.
Yeah.
But I just think, I think Heritage.
Yeah. Montrose definitely has a tougher schedule.
Montrose had a tougher schedule, with the exception of those were lower classification team.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that that makes a huge difference. We've already talked about that.
Yeah.
True. There's teams that can compete. But that's where I got it. And we got to speed up anyway. So
if I get burned on this, I'm never picking a team outside of that Denver hub again.
So we got 4A, Longmont 4-1, and Greeley West 4-1. Longmont and Greeley West are both coming in after big wins. So Friday, 7 o'clock at District 6 Stadium. In the sake of speeding it up, I will start. Longmont. Big way. Don't know a ton about Greeley West. I know they're blowing some teams out, but I know a lot more. I know a lot about Longmont, and I believe in them. So I got Longmont. I got Oakley Denning. Big.
Likewise. I think Greeley West, they're a little suspect as far as who they're playing. They're winning well, but I like Longmont as well. I think they got too much talent.
What
are you thinking, Jack?
Strictly strategic move here. I'm gonna go Greeley West.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, gotta catch up some games.
You know what?
Here's a big one, okay? In the sake of Alumni Week, we've got Dakota Ridge 2-3 at Bear Creek 1-4. This has the makings of a barn burner, okay? Either type of barn burner, right? Could be a blowout, could be a tight game. We're going to skip right past Dakota Ridge, and we're going to jump in to the Bears. They're coming into this one looking to turn their season around. Not much to say other than that, but they've played two tough teams in Lakewood and Pomona. Bear Creek will look to senior running back George Martinez to add to his 7 touchdowns on the ground, and they're going to put another W in the win-loss column. Great intro, Matt. Thursday, primetime, 6 o'clock, Jeffco Stadium.
Thursday primetime. This is where it's
blown. How bad did Pomona beat Bear Creek?
I don't think it was that terrible, was honestly.
I mean, it was...
Has Dakota Ridge played anybody worth a...
No. They got beat up by Ponderosa 41-10. Their wins are against Vista Peak and Vista Ridge.
Both teams have played bad teams well and good teams not well.
Bad, yeah.
So this has the makings of a great team.
See, he doesn't want to just pick Bear Creek because he knows he's down in the standings.
No,
have to put the emotion aside.
Here's the truth.
Pick logically.
Right? Common opponents. They both lost to Rampart. Bear Creek lost by 6 to Rampart. And
Dakota Ridge got the doors blown off.
Dakota Ridge got beat up by Rampart. Yep. Like, you know what I mean? And they lost to Lakewood. They lost to Pomona. Right? And then their win is against Windsor. But the other common opponent, Vista Ridge, Dakota beat them. Bear Creek lost to them.
Yeah.
Right, so this is a coin flip. These teams both are terrible. And I'm...
Depressing Alumni Week.
And I don't care, so I'm going to take Bear Creek.
Fair, I'll take Dakota Ridge.
You got Dakota Ridge?
Yeah, I got Dakota Ridge.
Here's my thing.
The common opponents thing.
Dakota Ridge with 2 wins, Bear Creek with 1. Bear Creek, powerful on the ground game. I would pick Bear Creek. But Justin Holland ain't playing this week.
Sure,
so I got Dakota Ridge. Big.
Love it. Love it.
We take any
Bear Creek is literally running the ball every down. What's wrong? What happened?
That's gross.
What happened?
Thompson L left. That's what happened.
We're going to pick one more. We're going to skip that last one. So we're going to pick one more. 2A. Rifle 5-0 rifle. I've seen tape on these guys, Joe. They're impressive.
Are they?
Yeah, they actually have a pretty cool little stadium and stuff. But at Delta, 4-1. Rifle's off to a 5-0 start, and they've been blowing teams out except for Glenwood Springs. Okay. Running back duo Levi Werfel and Tanner Vines combined 6 touchdowns on the ground this season. 4-1 Delta gave a close win against Aspen, 49-40. Okay, see, this is what throws me off, and this is why I sound dumb on the podcast. Listen to this intro that I'm supposed to read, Joe. 4-1 Delta is coming off of a close shout-out.
You can't parse through that one, huh?
Shutout.
That one's tough.
What was it supposed to say? Shutout?
That one's tough, dude. I'm sorry.
What is it supposed to say? Shutout with Aspen, a 49-40 affair?
Shootout.
Got it. Nice. Great. Sorry, that's on me. I thought you were saying shutout. Anyways. Sorry, guys. But the Panthers are led by stud sophomore quarterback Nolan Bynum, who is a star in the making. He comes down to Denver to train. So
certainly does.
Nice family.
Yeah, he's a star.
Real tan kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's a freaking star. So, this one's Friday, 7 o'clock, Delta High School, so Delta's home. Justin, who you got?
It doesn't look like Delta's great on defense, so I'm going to take Rifle.
Oh, tough.
Shootout, though.
Shootout?
Or shout-out?
Or shout-out.
On this podcast, it doesn't really matter, does it?
So, you got Rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And a shootout. Joe?
I'm going to take Rifle, only because I dogged Coach Gorham earlier for that play call, but yeah. He actually won a state title at Rifle. So I think they got a real good program.
Let the podcast come full circle.
Yeah. Yep.
I got Nolan Bynum. I mean Delta. So, in a big way, I think he's going to just continue his assault on Colorado High School football. How many touchdowns do you have this week, Matt? 3? He got a player of the week.
Shredding it up.
They got a nice image going out for him. Guy's a star. So, I got Nolan Bynum and Delta in a big, big way.
He's completed 62% of his passes. He's got 9 touchdowns, 1 pick.
That's efficiency, friends.
Yeah.
That's and he's hitting what he's aiming at.
So, this is a really exciting week. We'll start to sort some things out. We really will.
Some good games.
Smoky Hill will stamp themselves as contenders.
Right.
With a big game of the week win.
Contenders is a strong word.
I just meant like to win a playoff game.
Okay.
Grandview Cherokee Trail, we'll figure it out. I hope that I'm sitting in here next Tuesday saying, look at this. Cherokee Trail, 7-0.
Look at this.
That happens, I'll be so excited.
Going down.
If Cherokee Trail wins, look for us to put out a parody video on my impersonation of Joe Johnson on the sideline this Sunday, because that'll be huge.
Huge.
Billingsley's going off.
Billingsley's going off. It's going to be big. So thank you for joining us. We will see you guys next week.
Deuces.
Oh, that's a great sign-off. We'll start to do that all the time. I'll say thanks for joining us. See you next week. Deuces.
Deuces. Cool.